Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more discussing important topics in higher education, research, student life, and today, an exciting topic that really bridges all of those together. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Dave Roselli. He's Baylor University's Vice President for Advancement. Dave leads Baylor University Development, which yesterday announced a historic moment in the life of the university. Give Light, a $1.1 billion campaign, is the first comprehensive fundraising campaign in school history, impacting numerous areas throughout the university and supporting the aspirations of Illuminate, Baylor's academic strategic plan. Very busy time, exciting time. Thanks so much for carving some time out for us today. Excited to have you on the program, Dave.
Oh, it's great to be here, Derek. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, it is an exciting time. It's a pivotal time, too, as we think about Baylor's impact on the world now and beyond. So yesterday, really the big launch of Give Light, the new campaign to raise funds for Baylor's future. Let's start kind of the 30,000-foot view and then delve, work our way down a little bit. What are the basics of Give Light that the Baylor family should know starting off?
Well, this is the first ever comprehensive campaign that Baylor has undertaken. There have been very successful initiatives over the years. The campaign for the stadium was obviously very successful, campaign for the business school, the Foster campus, very successful. But the first time that the entire campus, all of the academic units, the deans, the provost's office, led by the president's office, have come together at the same time to march and row in the same direction in order to achieve the realization of a $1.1 billion campaign. So this will be all of the units together outlining their priorities and their goals. And so those are the sub-portions of this campaign, all in essence to total the $1.1 billion. The campaign, from a 30,000-foot view, supports Illuminate, the academic strategic plan. That is a big slice of the Give Light campaign, but there's also other components to the campaign. There is a facilities component, which represents about $300 million of the $1.1 billion. And within that component, you'll have an athletics master facilities plan that will likely include a basketball facility and a football facility and some enhancements to acrobatics and tumbling and volleyball, and then some enhancements to some of the other Olympic sports offices and facilities. We'll have a component that focuses on the Honors Residential College to spruce up that facility and make it kind of a self-contained entity where all faculty and staff and students will reside and be housed, and so a self-contained unit. We already have a phenomenal honors college, but this residential community will enhance that the reputation of the honors college and actually will catapult us into probably one of the top 10 programs in the country. There will be some enhancements to the Tidwell Bible building, and anyone who's got roots at Baylor University knows Tidwell, has taken a class in Tidwell, and it's probably the same structure and insides that that you would notice if you were taking a class 40 years ago. We haven't really done a lot to Tidwell, so that's part of the facilities master plan. And then, as announced on last night, the exciting launch of the Welcome Center.
That is exciting.
And the Welcome Center is going to be the new front door to campus, and it will occupy some of the acreage out on the parcel that currently is just green space at the front door to campus. Mm-hmm. And that'll be a 50 to 60,000 square foot facility named after our Mark and Paula Hurd, who were very gracious enough to make the lead gift to launch this project and move it forward. And it'll be a dynamic space. It'll be a space where all parents, alumni, and friends can come and celebrate the campus, celebrate Baylor. It'll have a very interactive feel to it, and there'll be a lot of spaces in that structure for our friends, our parents, alumni to gather and to celebrate. And so then that'll be phase one. And then subsequent to that, we'll have additional mixed-use developments that will take a form on the balance of the 10 or so acres. So it really will be the front portal to campus, and in my estimation, will end up being the hub where most of our students, parents, alumni gather. And you're not going to come to Baylor without going through the Welcome Center and enjoying the amenities that you'll be able to see come to fruition on that parcel.
You know, Dave, as we move on here in Connections, I'm excited to talk to you even more about what that looks like and also what that means for Baylor University and what it means to have a really a central space like that. But I want to ask you first a little bit as we move forward on this about, you look at that total, $1.1 billion. It's a little eye-popping. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's a big total.
Yeah.
But how, you know, more so than the numbers, the goals and aspirations and the priorities, how are those developed? You know, you talked about the deans all being on the same page, various stakeholder groups throughout the Baylor family having input on that. What did it look like getting not just even so much to that total, but to what those priorities and that shared goal it looks like?
Well, it really started with the president outlining her vision when she first came on board back in the summer of 2017. She started on June 1st. Dr. Livingstone then agreed to go on the road with us and to visit with constituents around the country, parents, alumni, and friends. And the very first event that she attended, which was in June of 2017, she outlined four core pillars. That would be the landmarks, the cornerstones for the campaign and the priorities that are being set by the individual deans and the academic units. And those four pillars incorporated continuing to have a strong emphasis in being an unambiguously Christian university, and we would take our cues from that number one pillar, that there would be nothing that would stand in the way of that being the beacon for us in order to move forward. That was pillar number one. Pillar number two was to continue with a commitment to a transformational undergraduate education. And so even though we were going to move into some new territory, we were not going to dismiss the importance of the undergraduate experience at Baylor. And so that was, and those first two pillars were important in order to get to pillar number three, which is to begin to carve out new experiences in scholarly activity, research, and graduate programs. And this is something that is not brand new to Baylor. We are a research university, but we have not elevated to the level of tier one research status. And this is something that is embedded into pillar number three, not just for the sake of research, but to explore and to create and to research areas where we can make a difference in the world to help solve the wicked problems of the world. And so that Baylor as a Christian university can be in the forefront and have a voice on the national and international stage in terms of solving some of these difficult issues with clean water or cancer research and on and on. And so this is something that the president felt very strongly about in terms of being more central or front and center on the national landscape to have a voice. And so research is going to be a lot of where we put our resources over these next 7 to 10 years. And that's where Illuminate, the genesis of Illuminate came from, that pillar number three. Pillar number four will be a pillar that is close to your heart, and that is continuing to focus on a national reputation in human performance through the arts and athletics. And so what is so unique about Baylor is that in addition to being a top-notch research institution and an unambiguously Christian university, it's in a Power Five conference. Mm-hmm. And the blend of those components is very unique. There may be a couple of other universities that can demonstrate those type of assets. Notre Dame would be one that comes to mind in the mm-hmm. Catholic sense. But Baylor's unique. And so those four pillars basically lead us towards these priorities that you asked about. And the deans are marching to that drumbeat.
You know, you mentioned that you and President Livingstone and Jason Cook from Baylor Marketing Communications and others have really traveled around the country talking to Baylor family members from coast to coast as you were working on this plan, giving people a chance to get to know President Livingstone, but also to weigh in. What's some of the sense you've got as you've traveled around the country for just the general state of the union, if you will, in the Baylor family and some of the ways that they have poured into this vision themselves?
Well, I think back in the summer of 2017, there was skepticism because we were coming off a very difficult couple of years. Very excited that President Livingstone was on board and excited for her vision, but skeptical about how soon we could move through it. We had confidence. We had been putting a lot of the fundamental pieces in place to move through the issues that, that we had been dealing with. But clearly on the front end, there was some skepticism, particularly in the state of Texas, where there was so much PR and publicity, ongoing publicity about the struggles that we had had as an institution. You move outside of the state, and folks just were ready to move on and excited about new leadership and a new academic plan. As we've launched, in essence, phase two of the conversation series, taking the president around the country, and we will soon announce launch events around the country for the Give Light plan, we have folks that are embracing it 100%. And when I came on board now going about back about 3.5 years ago, it was very clear to me that Baylor's constituents, parents, alumni, and friends, had more affinity for the institution than most other places that I'd worked for. And worked at the University of Southern California, and the alumni are rabid about the place. But the Baylor constituents are equal to that that level of affinity.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting with Dave Roselli, Baylor's Vice President for Advancement. We're talking about Give Light, the $1.1 billion campaign launched this week for Baylor University's future. And Dave, you know, certainly you and your colleagues in development and others throughout the Baylor family, deans who may be helping you present some of this material, and certainly President Livingstone, you have been working and will be working very, very hard. And obviously you have a job to do in terms of raising these funds, but there's more to it than just doing the job and checking it off the box, right? There's parts of this that really speak to you and your colleagues. What is it that really, when you look at this campaign, most excites you and others in Baylor Development, or just most speaks to you about why this matters? And maybe it's that little thing that when you're flying back and forth across the country and are tired at the end of a long day, that's going to have you excited to get up the next morning.
Well, there's a number of things, but first and foremost that stands out in my mind is that we're doing this because it's a higher calling. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're coming to work each day. We're putting all of the fundamental pieces in place for Give Light, this comprehensive campaign, and illuminate the academic strategic plan. But all of this exercise is because we feel that we will make a difference in this world, and God is calling us to do this work. And that's what's unique about Baylor University from any other place that I've worked, is that I can get up each day and get excited because I enjoy my work, but I also can get up each day and realize that there is redeeming work that's happening in my faith. Mm-hmm. And I would say that that's by and large is what our staff members feel as they were getting ready for the launch celebration all week. They knew that this was a pivotal moment in the life of Baylor University, but it was because of a more significant purpose and calling that God was allowing us, giving us the opportunity to showcase His work and what can be done for His purposes. So that really is the difference maker in terms of the work that we do. Yes, we have a great plan that the president has outlined that the deans and the faculty and the staff have embraced and illuminate. We have a well-thought-out plan in the Give Light campaign, which incorporates Illuminate and many other elements. But we're doing it because we feel we're being led in this direction.
Visiting with Dave Roselli, Baylor University's Vice President for Advancement. And let's talk a little bit for a moment about the nuts and bolts. You know, we talk about that number, $1.1 billion, but it's not starting off from scratch. What should people know about maybe where we are at this point and how that shapes what it looks like going forward?
Well, Derek, on January 1st of 2014, the Board of Regents actually approved an initiative, a $320 million initiative to raise funds in scholarship endowment, a couple of capital projects, and some current use funds. And so it's that date that we're using as the quiet phase launch date for the campaign, January 1st of 2014. We're actually going back retroactively mm-hmm. to the work that was done at that period of time, and that brings us to today, November 2nd. And so all total, if you factor in those 3.5 years or 4 years, we have raised $541.8 million towards this $1.1 billion goal. So, you know, we're off to a great start. A lot of work in the years even before President Livingstone arrived in terms of raising funds. But now we have reached the public phase of the campaign. And we're fortunate because we've got the Illuminate Academic Strategic Plan to help catapult us forward. We didn't have that 3.5 years ago. We had the initiative that the board had christened and endorsed, but certainly not with the roots that the Illuminate Plan now has given us in order to kind of move forward. And there's a campaign effect. When you go public with a campaign and you can announce the success of over $500 million worth of fundraising, it just gets your base excited. And so what we've found is that our volunteers and our alumni and parents and friends around the country are really excited about the work that we're doing and want to be part of the celebration ultimately of the $1.1 billion.
Talking Give Light with Dave Roselli on Baylor Connections. And, you know, we've heard some exciting things about that very generous gift from Mark and Paula Heard for the Welcome Center. Certainly other really impressive lead gifts. But what also matters, too, you know, we've seen a lot of participation, it seems like, over the years from gifts that maybe aren't as huge number-wise but are very meaningful from throughout the Baylor family really working together. What does it mean to see, you know, just everyone from the Baylor family working together in concert on something like this?
Well, it's exciting, and that's why the comprehensive campaign is so wonderful for the institution, because it brings everyone together. And yes, you need to have those top-of-the-pyramid transformational gifts like the Herds have given to the campus, and the McCullums, Mark and Jenny McCullum have given to the campus, and many others. But you have to have the base participate as well, or you just will not achieve the final total, and you won't have a healthy institution, because this is one of probably many campaigns that will come forward in the future. And the next transformational gift is going to come from the base, the younger alumni today that will become more mature alums in the future that have the resources to give. So every single one of those gifts are important. It's very important that everyone participates for a number of reasons. Besides the reason I just cited, alumni participation is measured in gifts from alums, and that number is part of the ingredient that goes into the U.S. News and World Report in terms of Baylor's ranking in the country. And so the stronger your alumni participation, the higher your ranking. And so this is something that we're going to be very focused and work very hard to try to achieve and to educate our alumni of the importance of giving back $5, $10, whatever it is. The more alumni participate, the more the value is of that degree.
Talking with Dave Roselli. And Dave, as we head into the final few minutes, as we close, I want to let you give an opportunity to let people know where they can find out more to get involved. But first, as promised, we talked a little bit about the Welcome Center, and that's very exciting. You painted a little bit of that picture at the beginning, but it seems like such a great, you know, like a welcome to the campaign in a sense. What's it going to mean to Baylor to be able to have that kind of central location that welcomes new families, that welcomes visitors from I-35 or even friends from other campuses to be able to come here and have that central welcoming spot?
Well, we're a world-class institution, and a world-class institution needs a world-class front door to the campus for parents and prospective students, prospective parents to be able to have a sense of the investment that we're going to make in that family. And it's you know, part of its optics, and part of it is that that Baylor deserves a place that's world-class. And when you walk into this space, you are going to feel that you're in a world-class space. And so it's something that is long overdue at Baylor. Our admissions team has done an incredible job in continuing to elevate the caliber of classes academically that we've achieved over the last several years in spite of the difficulties that we've had. They've done it, in essence, by working out of a trailer. Mm-hmm. And that's a testament to the admissions team. But sure, they deserve to work out of a first-class space, and our prospective parents and students deserve a space to be able to showcase. And our alums should feel proud about what it feels like to come on campus. If you look at top-flight institutions, 90% of those have a welcome center that's very impressive, that displays the caliber of the in a number of ways of the institution. So Baylor deserves it, and mm-hmm. we're thankful that we have it.
You mentioned it's got to be very impressive and interactive. Is there a little Easter egg you can drop in here, a little surprise preview you can give us of something they might be looking for in that?
Well, there'll be you'll get a chance to have interactive experiences with you know, athletics, with our alumni, with some of the foundational donors and alumni that we've saluted over the years. You'll get a chance to look at some of those biographies and histories. And there'll be tremendous space for meetings and for conventions and all the things that are difficult to find right now. You've got the Foster campus that does provide excellent space. But short of the Foster campus of the business school, it's really tough. You've got the space over at the stadium, but academic space is tough to find for our students. It'll be a place where our students can really hang out and just enjoy the campus right now, and in some ways a new campus center.
Well, that's very exciting. We'll look forward to learning more about that. And, of course, that's just one part of many of this first comprehensive campaign here at Baylor University, Give Light. Now, Dave, you and I are talking. It is homecoming weekend.
Yes.
Very exciting. Certainly, there's going to be a lot rolled out this weekend. But as members of the Baylor family want to learn more, get involved, how can they do that?
Well, they certainly would want to contact us in the development office. We have a new webpage that we've launched. It's the Give Light webpage. All you need to do is type in Campaign for Baylor. Mm-hmm. Google Campaign for Baylor, and there's opportunities to either give, learn more about Illuminate, learn more about all of the components of Give Light, and indicate if you're interested in volunteering, because we're going to need the entire Baylor Army rowing in the same direction, marching to the same drummer here in order to achieve this campaign. So if you're interested in volunteering, hop on that website, let us know. Certainly if you're interested in making any type of a gift to the campaign, that would be the place to start, the central spot. Just mm-hmm. Google Campaign for Baylor, Give Light, and you'll get adequately directed.
Well, Dave, it's an exciting and historic time. Congratulations on the launch
Thank
of this.
You.
Just
Appreciate
one step
it.
Of many, but it's very exciting. And thanks so much for your time today. Look forward to talking to you and your colleagues more in the months ahead as this continues to advance and finding out what that looks like. But thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate the
thank
time.
Thank you. Dave Roselli, Baylor University's Vice President for Advancement, our guest today on Baylor Connections. Reminder, as he said, you can Google Campaign for Baylor if you'd like to learn more. And if you'd like to hear this and other programs, you can subscribe on iTunes or visit baylor.edu/connections. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.